Thank you for holding. This is Regina calling back with customer support. If you don't mind, can you verify your address for me?
Yeah, is you say my address?
Your zip code, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's 95355.
Yes, ma'am. Verify your first and last name, please.
Bianca Arias.
All right, and as I get your account pulled up, go ahead and verify your street name and number.
It's 1229 Brighton Avenue. Apartment 269, Modesto, California.
All right, just give me 1 second and let me get your account pulled up, okay? All right, yes, ma'am. Now that I got the account pulled up, what are you calling about today?
I was calling because there was a charge taken out of my card today that I did not authorize. It was for 67 and something cents. And I didn't know what that was for, so I just needed a refund for that. It was 67.32. It got taken out of my card today. And I didn't authorize that transaction.
Okay, so
transaction. Go ahead.
So I came back on the 19th where you ordered some kitchen appliances for $5.47. Am I correct?
Yeah, that was on the 21st. It got taken out, yeah.
Okay, so, all right, so you ordered it primarily on the 19th. So 3 days from the 19th, which would have been the 22nd. Is where they charge you a membership fee. It states in the terms and conditions before you make the initial purchase that if you don't cancel within the next few trial days, we will charge you a membership fee. And that's what happened.
Okay, yeah, I didn't see that on there. Honestly, the only thing that I did was it had like a couple pleasant things like clicked on it, and then it said I was only supposed to charge you 99 cents, but it charged me $5.74, so I was like, okay, that's fine. And then I didn't get any email or anything about it or anything, like, I was looking for it and everything. I haven't received anything about what the charge was even for, like, what I was basically, like, getting myself into. And then today, this charge came out of my card, and I didn't authorize that, and I need that money for my bills. So I need that to get refunded to me and whatever membership. I didn't sign up for any memberships or anything. So all it was supposed to be is, it was only supposed to be like a dollar something or 99 cents, and $5 got taken out of my account, and I was fine with that, but $67 is getting taken out.
Okay, so the $5.74 was for the shipping and the handling of the kitchen appliance.
Yeah.
And next week, just give me a second, I'll get your account pulled out. And let me consult with my supervisor and see what we can do about the most recent charge, okay?
Oh, thank you.
And if she's here with you, just give me a second and let me get her to respond to me, okay?
What was that? I'm sorry.
I said, yes, sir. I'll stay here with you. Just give me a second. I want you to know how to respond.
Okay.
Okay, so let me know when you're ready for your count. Your cancellation number.
Okay, go ahead.
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
262-768-719.
Okay, and you said that this is the cancellation, so the refund's going to go back onto my card?
I'm still trying to see what she's going to authorize for me to give you back. Normally, I'll fill the final, but I understand how frustrating it can be when you don't get a chance to see the current condition. So I'm trying to get her to reason with you with the refund, so just give me a second. I want to know her to reply. I just went ahead and canceled the subscription while I wait.
Okay, yeah, because I didn't authorize that charge, so it's either you guys are going to refund me or I'm going to have to go to my bank and make a fraudulent thing because I didn't authorize that, and nowhere did I sign up for a membership at all.
Yes, ma'am, like I stated, it is in the terms and conditions. You have to agree to them before you make the initial purchase, so just give me a minute, and I'm waiting on her to respond to me, and I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you. I just have a pickup for Michelle Camacho. It's a pumpkin pie, or sweet potato, sorry.
Yeah.
I have to give you 50% back of the 67.32.
Okay, why just that amount?
Because like I stated before, normally all sales are final. She originally started at 35%, but I got her to leave it with me to at least give you half, because like I did say, I understand the inconvenience, and I really need you to have at least half of your money back than none at all, and I'm pretty sure half is way better than 35%.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, give me 1 second, and let me tell you how much that is, and now you should receive it back in the next 5 minutes. Okay.
And then Michelle, come out here.
Michelle.
Okay.
All right, and that'll be 3366, okay?
All right, thanks. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. You too. So do you know how long that's going to take for it to go back onto my account?
3 to 5 business days, ma'am. I just stated that. I heard you say okay, but I wasn't for sure if you were talking to me or someone else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was. Sorry.
Anything else I can help you with tonight?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
You too, bye.